Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, the Nuggets have been rolling, and man, they have a chance to make a little bit of history here. Just checking out Harrison Wynn's tweet here moments ago. Nuggets are going for their eighth straight win tonight. It would be the longest streak of the Jokic era. Wow. And Denver's longest winning streak since 2012. Harrison Wynn on to talk with us about that. Man, thanks for sharing that, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. I was just doing a little bit of research before the show. I thought I'd put that out there.
This team is pretty special, Harrison. I know you've covered this team. You've covered a lot of basketball. And I know we have a long way to go. We got to get to the playoffs and see how deep. But potentially, this has the potential to be one of the best Nuggets teams perhaps ever.
I definitely think so. I mean, they've got the top-end talent. They've got the depth. They've got the experience being in so many long playoff series over the last couple of years. And the sense I get around the team right now is that there's – a real belief that they can go really far and contend for a championship. I asked Will Barton about this last game, and he kind of said that after trading for Aaron Gordon, that kind of showed everybody in the locker room that the organization was all in this year, and they believed in the roster, that this roster can really take this team far, and that has kind of reinvigorated everybody. So there's a sense of belief around the team right now that we haven't seen in years past.
It is, and this is what, you know, we were, last segment, we were talking about the Rockies situation, but then you look over at the Nuggets, the complete opposite. This is a management group, Tim Connelly, Calvin Booth, Mike Malone. I mean, this group knows what to do. I mean, they built up through the draft, of course, with most of their pieces, but then getting fairly aggressive, you know, with an Aaron Gordon piece that puts them over the top, the missing piece for many, talking about the puzzle piece aspect of this. It's amazing to see how well this organization has been ran the last few years.
Yeah, no doubt. And something I've been going back to over the last couple of weeks is that they've had chances to get that marquee piece in the past. You know, they've had chances to go out and get Kevin Love, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard. They could have gone all in for those guys. They did it because they believed in this young core of talent, and they were right to believe in this core. But this was the right time, they felt like, to give up a prize piece like RJ Hampton, because they felt like they had a roster to contend. They have the likely MVP. So they carefully weighed, you know, all these potential trades over the last couple of years, but they decided this was the right time, and it was obviously the right decision.
Yeah, no question about it. Harrison Wynn joining us from DNVR Nuggets. And as you said, Nikola Jokic, perhaps a future MVP. Nuggets have not had one of those, and he continues to put up big numbers. Can we not put him in for the last second to grab one more rebound in that last game, Harrison? I mean, almost had a triple-double there, man.
So I think I saw the stat, man. I don't have this one offhand. I think it's something like 9 times this season that he's finished either a rebound or an assist short of a triple-double. And one of our DNVR members put this on the post-game show 2 nights ago. We're going to start calling that the Sombor double.
I like
instead
it,
of
man.
The triple double, it's the Sombor double.
I think that's good. I like it. Does Joker care, though? I mean, does he? I think there's a lot of players that really bugs them, you know, to see a 9 right there when you almost had the triple double. Does he really even care about triple doubles and double doubles or any of that stuff?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't care, and he probably actually prefers that he doesn't get the triple-double and ends with the Sombor double, just so nobody asks him about a triple-double in, you know, the post-game Zoom session, just so he doesn't have to field a question about, oh, this is your however many triple-doubles he has in his career, just so he doesn't have to take that question. He probably prefers not to get it.
It's the most bizarre thing, Harrison, especially in the NBA, because you hear LeBron all the time, hey, I should have won like 8 MVPs by now. James Harden doesn't waste any time saying he is the MVP. We've heard Kevin Durant, Jordan and Michael Jordan back in the day. I mean, LeBron James have gone back and forth. Joker just absolutely doesn't care about the individual stats. And we say that about some players. I don't know if it's really true, but one of the only superstars that I can really recall off the top of my head that truly does not care about individual numbers.
Yeah, it's one of the great things about him. It's one of the just incredible things about him as a player and as a person. And no surprise, but it rubs off to everybody else throughout the organization. And it's no surprise, I don't think, that Aaron Gordon got here and has fit so seamlessly into this thing and doesn't care about his shot attempts and doesn't care about the numbers he's putting up. Part of it is he's looking at the best player on the team, the best player in the NBA right now, and saying, oh, he doesn't care about the amount of shots he gets, the amount of points he puts up, so why should I?
You're exactly right. I mean, this team's buying into that. Harrison, what went into Facu Campazzo getting the start the other night, and are we gonna see that again, or what about Jamal Murray and Monte Morris? Are they still kind of easing him in, or was this just a matchup that that Mike Malone liked, putting him at the point guard?
Yeah, it was because Monte is still coming back from this injury. He missed 11 games, and I think this is going to be his third game back, but they just don't want to play him, you know, too many minutes. So I don't think they want to push him over that maybe 30-minute per game barrier right now, because he is coming back from a soft tissue injury. It was a strained quad. That's something that's easily re-injurable. And if you bring him off the bench, he can play more, you know, extended minutes, or you can play more minutes in a row than if you were to play him with the starters and you have to come out and then get warm again and whatnot. So that's what went into starting Facu Campazzo the other night. And maybe he could get another start tonight, depending on what happens with Jamal Murray, because he's questionable still. He's missed these last two games with that right knee soreness. And it sounds like it's a legit injury. You know, we know Murray as somebody who's always pushing to play in games and pushing to play through stuff, but Michael Malone made it sound like he didn't have to do a lot of convincing to tell Murray he had to sit out. It seems like he needs the rest. He knows he needs the rest. So we'll have to see. Murray's still questionable right now.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is the time to do it, though, right? I mean, San Antonio, you got to feel good about that matchup. Boston playoff team right now, but I think obviously Denver outmatched them. Golden State continues to struggle. So, I mean, you got to feel okay if that's the move, is maybe just give him a few more days.
Yeah, I'd agree, and especially with the way Denver's winning games and even been winning games without Jamal Murray. I mean, they just haven't been beating teams. They've been blowing teams out, even without Murray. Obviously, two nights ago against Detroit, or two games ago against Detroit, they put up a season-high 134 points without Jamal Murray. The offense was a little harder to come by against San Antonio, but it was still a pretty convincing win. So I agree. I say rest him, get him healthy for the stretch run. And it's tough, though, in the Western Conference. I mean, the Nuggets have been super hot. They've won 8 of 10, and they still can't jump the Clippers or the Suns because those teams are just as hot, too.
Yeah. No, it's crazy because, on one end, you're looking at it going, man, the Nuggets should be gaining some ground here, but they just can't seem to do it because, like you said, Utah, Phoenix, Clippers, and I was looking ahead at all three of their schedules, and they're not extremely hard in the next six or seven games, so we'll see in the Nuggets, too. So maybe we keep this up. I think all four teams are, I'm looking right now, 8-2 in their last 10 games, so it's a hell of a race at this point in time. Harrison Wynn joining us from DNVR Nuggets, and we've been talking a lot about Michael Porter Jr., Harrison, and I think when you started popping on this show, I don't know that Porter was playing as good a defense. Like, he's not playing great defense, but he doesn't look lost anymore. And I think you even said it. If you can just get him to, like, a little even below or average defense, look out. And we're certainly seeing a really good version of Michael Porter Jr. these last 10, 20 games.
Yeah, I think when I started coming on your show, there was still a question of, like, does Michael Malone trust this guy enough defensively to have him out there on key possessions late in games? You know, that was only a couple months ago. But now, yes, he has leveled up defensively. He has really bought in on the defensive end of the floor. I feel like he's really figured out how to use his length in certain ways on that end. Because, like, this kid's 6'10", 6'11", he's blocking a lot more shots now, it seems like, than he was a couple months ago at the rim. So he's just figuring it out. The game slowed down for him on that end of the floor. And the fact that he's penciled in now for 30 to 35 minutes a night, really, regardless of what goes on around him, I think that's helped him settle down and settle in also and just not be pressing every offensive and defensive possession that he's out there for.
Harrison, we just got this text, so we can kind of wrap up with this one. What's going on with Bol Bol? He's not even really getting the garbage time anymore. What is that? Is that, do the Nuggets really see, because a lot of time, even garbage time, you still want to see what you have in guys. What do you think the future looks like for Bol Bol in Denver?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, he got in during garbage time against the Spurs two nights ago. I don't think he got in that previous game against the Pistons. It's tough to say because this guy just needs minutes. He needs minutes, and he really needs G League minutes probably if he's going to be a part of a contending organization like the Nuggets where, you know, those minutes for those end-of-bench guys just aren't there too often. I think, you know, he could have a potential future in Denver if the Nuggets do get this G League team next season and he really spends maybe like the entire year there. But I mean, then again, it's going to be like his third year in the league. Who knows if he would rather do that than play actual minutes on, you know, a team that's not in the playoff race. So I'm not sure what his future holds. Honestly, it's tough to see him like breaking into the rotation next season. Just with how deep Denver's going to be, and that they don't just really have the time to develop him. So it's a tough situation. He's super talented, but it takes, you know, the right situation, the right type of team for him to really break through, I think.
Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets. Harrison, what are you working on for us, man, that we can check out in the next day or two?
Yeah, so I'm going to have a story coming on just how the Aaron Gordon trade has kind of reinvigorated Denver. And like I was talking about a couple minutes ago, it kind of signaled to the players on this roster that the organization is all in and they believe in us and they think this is the roster and the players to get it done with. And I've been talking to a bunch of players about that and they've had some pretty interesting insights. So I'll have that dropping soon.
Awesome, man. Always appreciate your insights and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, Brady. Take care.
All right. Thanks, man. Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a short break. We are going to get into this conversation. You're getting some texts coming in. Our Power to Play Sports poll question. Do you watch women's sports? And I'm not really talking about high school. More so college. More so, is it on TV? Is it available? If it's available to you to sit at home, crack open a beer and watch, are you watching? I want to know. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
To the Live United 13-10-a-thon by texting KFKA, all caps, to 26989. Give up to $100 and you could win a signed pair of Terrell Davis cleats. Thursday, April 22nd.